This is serious. I'll be so serious when I ask this question. What do you do when you see somebody that's like prettier or badder than your girlfriend in like person?
Look.
Yeah.
Looks okay.
Oh, you're saying you do look. You look.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you see a car nicer than yours drive down the street, you're going to look at it, right?
If I get smacked, I get smacked. No cap. It is what it is.
Yeah, nah. I don't risk it. Depending on who I'm with, I don't risk that.
How deeply do you pursue it? Like, if you know you have access to her, like her Instagram.
No, that's not worth Twitter. It. Like, I'm just look at it. Keep it moving.
But you follow other women on your timeline, right? Like, other
yeah, but women? Like, if I see somebody walk by, I'm not going to go get her Instagram.
No. Like, okay. All right. So a little different scenario then. Let's say you're invited to a function or whatever, like your friend, or whatever. And your girl's with you. So, this is so-and-so, da-da-da-da-da. She creates content. Like, she's a YouTuber or whatever. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. You know via, like, Sniper Jones or via, you know, Tim or whoever, I can get her Instagram if I go through their followers. Do you go through those links?
No. Oh, no. Yeah, like, if she posted on a story, like, if I see somebody post her on a story, I'll follow her, but I'm not going to go find it.
Oh, hey, even if it's a featured post. You know how they have those featured posts now on Instagram? Yeah.
No. Nah, can't be me. Can't be me.
Okay, so
if I'm in a relationship, I'm not even I really don't even try to follow anybody that I find remotely attractive.
You don't trust yourself?
I don't. I know myself too well.
Okay, bad. That's what's up, though.
I know me too well. I can't do it. I get a little bit of attention. Hey, babe, look, we need to talk. All right. Gotta have a conversation. I'm unhappy. All right.
So unhappy is crazy.
Listen, I don't think this is gonna work.
I'm saying like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you see her, like if it's your homeboy and like she's posting, oh, this, you know, party was a movie or whatever, it's a Zuvie in this bitch, and then your friend reposts it. All you gotta do is just click on it, boop, and then you on her profile. You not doing that?
I mean, like, if she got something going for her that aligns with what I'm doing, I'll follow her for sure. But to look at, no, like, it's not that deep.
Yo, Holly's like, yo, she do crypto?
Like, yeah, crypto. Bro, like, she look.
Okay.
She do crypto. All right, let me. Yeah, okay. Oh, maybe she got some tips type shit.
Okay. If she sells like flat tummy tea or something like that. Okay. I just needed to know.
Omar, what you doing though?
Closing out tabs. Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. The only podcast where we change up every so often. Not because we're trying anything new, but out of necessity. We are trying something different today. We are not on StreamYard. We are on Restream.
Yes, sir. Yo, Omar, this shit sounds so ass. we were testing shit out earlier, and the real ones were like in the stream. Me and Omar were like, bro, this is so lame, bro. This is like StreamYard with like 10 less features.
They were trying to hype it up too. They were like, oh yeah. You know, if you do this, oh man, this is gonna be perfect. This is a good stream. Yeah, this is perfect. Everybody got out there. Look, everybody got out of the room. We was like, nah, this ain't it. I'm your boy O Souls, aka Omar Cannon. AKA Omar, and I got my guys with me, and I also have a special guest. Holla, how you doing today?
No, I'm saying I'm doing good. How about y'all? Appreciate y'all having me, first off. So
Okay. I'm about to call this real government out. B Souls, how you doing today?
Could be better under the weather the last couple of days, but we're here. Celtics and six, no cap.
You know, get on top of that weather. Damo, how you doing today?
You know, had better days, but relatively cool, you know, chilling, same old.
Yes, Holla is here to replace Sage. Damn, he is crazy. The new do-rag person.
They calling you Sage the Akiway, bro. This Sage crazy.
If you're new to this, you want to be true to this, make sure you hit that join button. That middle tier gets you into the Discord. The Discord gets you into, what the fuck are we talking about? What were we talking about last night? Damn, I forgot what we were talking about last night.
So much. Oh, you instigating. You and Med being supreme.
Oh, yeah. The Discord gets you into instigations where you see cat fights, women-on-women violence, And hey, I'm not gonna lie, it's a pretty sight.
Man-made woman-on-woman violence at that.
They're making it snow in NSFW, bro. I'm saying, if that's your taste, feel free.
Don't promote white women on this podcast. This is the way that you did it.
I'm just saying, if that's your taste, how your boat floats. It's snowing. Okay.
Omar, you never hopped down on a Caucasian?
Omar, have you?
Have you, Omar?
Hey, bro. Have you?
I'm Nick Cannon today. No, I've never. Don't do this. What are you doing? You don't even know how the buttons work. Get this off of me. Get this off of me right now. Okay. Jonah.
Look at Big M. He has.
Facts. It's a lot of shenanigans that go on down there. If you clip anything from this stream, hashtag let's keep it a buck. Whatever you posted on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff like that. And last but certainly not least, this right here is a super chat. It came up pretty slow and nasty. Evie says, Sage got a new setup and face. So, hey, if you send us some money, $4.99, we will stop doing whatever we are doing to read it. I can't even tell no more. Is two New Zealand dollars? Is that how much is that?
It don't show like the color of it.
Not on stream. Nope. Not on restream. Not
all
on.
All is done. Not
on restream. So trash. On
StreamYard. And we're paying for this, bro.
On StreamYard, it used to have like a tier system. So like I think it was like blue. It was like a dollar. You know, less than five, and then the next tier was like orange or something like that.
Yeah.
On this, everything is blue. Literally every button is blue.
Okay. Also, we would like to show the new members as well, but we can't show any members on this. I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to Horizon 3 though for becoming an MVP member. I'll shout you out.
Horizon 3. And this is, I like this right here. Kevin says Simba's husband on the pod, Big W, which lets me know that you're interconnected into the universe. But Kevin, you know I don't know how much that is because it's not color coded.
That's 26.
I don't know the.
I don't even know what that where that come from.
I think it's from New Zealand. No, that's New. NZD is New Zealand. NZD is
NZD. SEK is.
Didn't you just say New Zealand?
No, what did you just say? The NZD. I said New Zealand because you said it at the same time.
All right, bro.
listen. For those.
I tried to twist it on me, bro. This is nuts. NZD is New Zealand, bro. All right, bro.
For those that don't know, Holla, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Big Swallow.
Listen. I like long walks on the beach. I love MILFs. You know what I'm saying? Mothers. It's in my intro. 100K Holla, chilling Bahamas. Come home to your crib and throw in your mama type. That's my intro. So that's all about me. That's my depth. That's as far as I go.
If you don't tell people what you do.
I'm currently on a Let's Keep It a Buck right now. Nah, I'm a reactor. You know what I'm saying? I also got like a podcast, The People of Atlanta. And one day I like to partner with Omar Perry right here and do some content. You know what I'm saying?
Holla legitimately calls me the Tyler Perry of Atlanta.
And bro, you are. You don't even know it though.
Yeah, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever
heard. You be wearing dresses?
Yeah, apparently so. To do stand.
Hey, it's Atlanta, bro. When Omar pop out, you're not even gonna know it's Omar. It's Omisha when he pop out. So
Omisha is disgusting. Omisha is crazy.
You know what that I like that the most disgusting thing that I think Tyler Perry has ever done is one time like it was like his 50th birthday. He took a picture in the mirror. Did y'all see? It was like a selfie. It was like a gym selfie, and he was like, "Here I am, successful black male, single." Richest person you probably know, and I just can't find somebody to love me.
He put that for
and, real? Yeah, it was something along those lines. And then all the little thirsty aunties, oh my God, Tyler, I love you. Look at me, Tyler. And they all took pictures like this with their titties up. Tyler, I'll fall in love with you. Shit was the most disgusting thing ever. Yeah. I think this part of the story is really important. And honestly, I'm going to try to get Holla to call out some people's names. Holla, when did you get started in YouTube? And tell us a little bit about that.
I see what you're about to do. Okay. Well, we can do it, though. All right. So I started YouTube back in like 20, 16, I seen like Ali A. I was like, I could play video games. Realized I was ass. All right. So then I switched over to like IRL content. You know what I'm saying? Linked up with some YouTubers. And you know what I'm saying? I've been grinding ever since.
So you said linked up with some YouTubers, and I think this is where the story gets interesting. tell us in the earlier process who the YouTubers that tried to collaborate with you are, and tell us why you fell out with Ty the Guy. Let's just get into it.
All right, look. I didn't fall out with Ty the Guy. He fell out with himself. All right, but
Ty the Guy.
What happened?
Who the fuck is Ty?
No, that name sounds familiar. And if it's the bozo that I think you're talking about, you shouldn't even have started trying to make content with him. No,
hold up. Why do you have that that
energy for Ty the Guy?
Yeah.
Let me make sure it's the guy I'm thinking of. But if it's not,
I just don't know who Ty the Guy is.
It is. He was one of the people that ran in the DDG LA fucking vlog scene click. All those niggas are weird. Him, Chuck, Flight, they're all bozos. So that I've always thought that.
Flight's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Flight. Only reason I say cool. Flight's a bozo is because, but he's not a bozo anymore. But Flight was a bozo when he was running with them. But he wisened up and got away from it because he realized
he used to be the with damage. Them?
Yes, Flight used to be him. McQueen, all of them. They had their little during the vlog scene. Like LA Boys was really trying to run shit in the vlog thing.
Yo, anybody I met, I can't vouch for them not being solid. Like I don't know them. You know what I'm saying?
But you can vouch for Ty the Guy not being solid. So go ahead.
I got it.
All right, look. So this will happen one day. You know what I'm saying? Apparently we play like we hooped in high school together. You know what I'm saying? But he hooped at a different school. So I started YouTube, and I got like 1,000 subs. I get tracked down in the mall, you know what I'm saying? I hear like footsteps behind me, like it's Apex or something, right? My man grabbed me by the shoulder, hey, yo, I want to start YouTube, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And we linked up from there, started making content.
So what made y'all stop making content?
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Some people get around people who get like a lot of views, right? And then they're like, all right, I found my next step to take. You know what I'm saying? And they take those next steps.
And essentially left you for...
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The LA scene.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to... So basically, like, the timeline with him, like, he started doing content with you, and then was it, like, immediately the DDG McQueen Pootie crowd? Or was it, like, some people in between that?
No, it was a decent number of people between that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
That's so when I found out about him. Yeah,
so he's the pass around for real in the YouTube community.
I mean, I don't know if that's like what he go by. You have to ask him. But
Listen, I know. Hala's probably gonna yell at me or say something at me after we get off stream. But
nah, bro, I don't care.
The reason why I brought him up, let me put my own self in some hot water. B-Souls and I were talking earlier about like group channels and collaborative efforts and stuff like that. And why they just don't work. What eventually happens after a period of time when collab channels and group channels and different things like that don't work. And the thing that B-Souls points to a lot is Hype House. TikTok Collective or whatever, falling apart after, you know, people just prioritize their own stuff. Somebody breaks off and has a meteoric rise. And you start to see traces of those things in, like, current situations that are going on. So since I know that you had that perspective and have that perspective about them, what do you feel about, I should say, probably like our current I don't want to say right idol, but the current shooting star that is like AMP? Do you feel like they're in a similar situation?
No, I feel like I feel like it's a genuine effort to make everybody around successful. Nobody's using each other as a means to an end. You'll see people around them trying to use them or other people in that circle as a means to an end, but them as a collective, I don't see that as the culture that they have inside of their conglomerate of creators.
I'm not even saying this is like the case with AMP, but I feel like with the Hype House, I don't think it was a case of like them using each other though. It was just a case of you know, I don't need this platform that you provide me. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like it's a good starting point. Like, it got me to where I am, but it's at a point where I'm just wasting my time doing this shit. Like, I'm just gonna go on and do my own thing. And I feel like with a lot of group channels, there just comes a point where that's the case for a lot of them. It's you know, it's hard to fight through that phase, but that shit is tough to deal with, because you know you once the bigger you get, you have, you know, more opportunities, more responsibilities to do. So it's, you know, priorities.
How you feel about A&P, Omar?
Stop it! This is crazy, Damo. How do you feel about group channels and things of that nature? I'm not a fan of group projects, but I can talk about that in a second.
I'm a fan of group projects when it's guys doing like similar styles of content, or people who I genuinely think are like all like-minded individuals and they all have the same goals and aspirations in the end. I feel like a group channel will work then. But when you have a thing like A&P, and this is just me, and y'all know how I feel about certain people at A&P, but it is, you know, I like them. Like, don't get me wrong. Love Agent. Love Davis. Davis is hilarious. You know, Duke is hit or miss with me. Kai's a good character. But I don't feel like, even like from day one of when A&P was created, well, when it was created, it seemed like it was going to be a 2K thing, but you know they wanted to get out of 2K. Now it's just a group of guys who are just tackling what their niche is, but they're doing it under one collective group. I get it. It's smart for business, but I don't think that's something that's going to last long term. And I don't ever see a group like that ever lasting long term. It's definitely, I'm liking how they're making it work. I'm like how they're using it, and it's great for their business right now. But it's obvious A&P ain't about to last too much longer. Like, this isn't phased.
I think what, like, the misconception of it is, though, is, like, what is lasting? Is it continual growth? They're, like, homies now that create content together. Like, as long as it keeps netting you a positive in life, I don't see it as, like, a negative thing.
I feel that. But with A&P, and maybe this is just me and how I look at it, but I look. I'm looking at the chat. Niggas is stupid. I look at them more like FaZe than I look at them like a Hype House or Too Hype, because Too Hype is fucking awful. Them niggas, all of them niggas are trash. But I look at them more like FaZe. Like, FaZe is a brand. FaZe is like, you know, that shit lasts a while. Like, niggas is constantly going into FaZe. They have that shit ran. I thought A&P would be on some shit like that, but I don't think it will ever get to a point like that for A&P, to where they're comparable to FaZe. Or I heard somebody say one time in the space, a black phase. Like, I don't think that's what A&P is. Nigga, and that's phase? Probably, again, that's probably, like I said, nigga phase. Yeah, they're not nigga phase. You know, they're not the nigga phase at all. Oh, yeah, we're fucking kids.
Look, I was just gonna say that. I think it's really. I don't do group projects. I don't. Let me be clear. I don't do group projects. Even in like, I might have to do the super chats. Like, read them, actually, because I think they disappear.
So you got to be on it. And I'm glad you're in the chat. This shit is lame as fuck. They brought up RDC. So you don't think RDC, like, as a group channel?
I think A&P is more along the lines of RDC. We're a group of people who just want to make content. FaZe is like an agency, technically. Mm-hmm. Like, you get signed to our agency, we're going to put you in front of brands. A&P is, we are just content creators that are, they're two different lanes of, like, business.
I think the difference, though, with RDC is they grew up as RDC. Like, they came up as RDC, as to, compared to 2Hype, compared to A&P is, let's grab all these creators from, you know what I'm saying, all these different platforms and combine them into one and grow up from there. I think that's the difference, and I think that's why RDC might be an exception. Like, I'm saying, if the ship goes down with RDC, like, I feel like a majority of their shit will go down. I don't think it will.
FaZe started, though. But FaZe started as just a group of niggas that were known Call of Duty players, and then it turned into something much more because it grew. And again, that's what I figured A&P would do. Like, A&P, it started off as niggas that were known for 2K, evolved into IRL content, and now they're getting bigger. They got, like, their roster included, like, guys like a Kai that's not known for 2K. He's literally a streamer and shit like that. And then the next step in my mind would be, now we're going from a group of niggas that's making content, love making content, to now we're an organization. Like, now we're big enough to get there. And I thought that would be the next step for them. But I don't know if that's a step they're – I don't think that's how they're thinking or what they're going to do.
What was the like, FaZe's first members or whatever, their like, level of success wasn't crazy high before they joined together, though, right?
Some of them were – the very original ones, I don't think
– Wasn't it, like, Rug? I forgot the other ones.
But I think it started – I think the thing is it started off as, like, Rug, a gamer tag. Movement more so than like we're gonna start doing some group content. But the reason why I brought this up, one, I don't like group projects because of stuff like this. Like, eventually, if y'all aren't like so perfectly aligned mentally, then it won't work. Because eventually somebody's gonna stray off, and if y'all don't have a clear cut goal from the beginning, even if that goal can like the way you approach that goal can change along the path. But if you don't have a clear-cut goal as to, like, what your end game is, then I think that that's what gets people, you know, straight off. If you say, hey, at the end of this, we need to become an esports company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's our goal. Then I think that you can work. Because you could take several different routes to end up being an esports company. But, you know, at the end of the day, you become an esports company. But when you come out there and just say, hey, we want to start a wave, movement, culture, X, Y, and Z, that's so vague. That a lot of people will, you know, a year or two down the line, and say, well, culture means to me a rap label, or emotion seems to me like a clothing line. So I think that's where things can kind of go wrong. And the reason why I'm asking this question, part of the reason with Holla here, is because I know you did some collaborative work when you first started YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Not first started YouTube, but like in in the line along YouTube.
Yeah.
What do you think was the reason that it failed? Within, you know, your own life.
It's people that are in it for different reasons, right? If you're in it for the impact, then those are the people I would like to align myself with, right? And I didn't know how to filter through those people back then. There were some people who was in it for, because they never been nobody, and YouTube make them feel like somebody, right?
Mm.
So there was people who did it for that. There were some people who did it for money. I want to get money. I want to look nice so everybody loves me. That's what they were in it for. But I've learned how to filter through those people a little bit more efficiently. And like, those people are going to end up with each other. They're going to go up and die out, just like everything else that's clout-based does. And the impact will stay forever.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's crazy. it sounds real familiar. I don't think like that.
Do you think that they ever come up out of that mentality, though? Because I know some of the people that you collaborated with went to other group projects. Did you see like a pattern with them as they, you know, continue to move on?
I would have to like think of like particular people, because I've never seen like people will hold on to the image as long as possible until it's time to like, all right, guys, well, this is what happened. I'm quitting YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. But like, other than that,
have you seen people quit YouTube?
Yeah.
From like what did they end up doing? What did they end up doing?
I don't know. I don't keep up with them because, like, their energy wasn't like the energy I wanted around me. So I just
ain't gonna lie. Me and Omar, like the last month, have just been talking about like, so like, what do we do like after this? If you know, if shit doesn't work out.
And I'm glad they don't talk to me about this because
I think. Well, let me be clear. For Damo and for Holla and for everybody in the chat listening, I'm gonna bring up some of these super chats just on the side. I think it's different from what we're talking about. This thing is a DC Marvel question. We'll answer that in a second. But it's different from the perspective that we're talking about. Like, I think the hardest part about being on the back end of it, of YouTube, is that we're so dependent on the person in front of us, the creator in front of us that keeps the show going to be successful. Because one day, you know, it's no secret, B-Souls works for playback. Yeah. So if one day, if like Lo and Agent were like, you know what, bro? This shit over with. No cap. Like, we're going to fold this up.
And being self-aware that, like, Souls and Sage is not even, it's not like a full-time job. Like, for real. Like, that solo career, and let's keep it a buck, isn't enough to make this shit like a full-time job.
So he would have to, though, then go, like, get a career or, like, really put his head down and, like, try to push, you know, reaching the next levels on his own individual stuff or whatever that looks like. But what does something like that look like? I don't know people that have quit YouTube. I didn't know people quit YouTube, but I ain't been doing this for too long.
Wait, personally or just in general, like creators that have quit? Because there are
I know people that have taken breaks, but it's like they've already gotten to the top of YouTube. That like that's a 4-month break for them is nothing, and then when they come back, it's just
so you're so talking much about people that literally quit during the rise, like they
started, I'm talking like dang, 40K, I'm then fuck yeah, it. Like I'm 15K in, they hit that first January, and they like I can't do this because they can't keep up that image, right? Mm-hmm. So then they overextend themselves and other things, and so
and well, they never go back.
I was just gonna say, so is it easy for you to spot like those people that have altered like the intentions that aren't yours? Like, is it like what things do you see in them, or you used to see, or you can see now that when you're weeding them out?
You could just, when people be like, what your views look like, what's your sub count? Like, just those questions aren't things that people ask. Like, people who come onto my podcast, some people would be like, hey, I got a guest. They have this amount on TikTok. I'm like, bro, I don't care. As long as y'all give good content, the content will be able to grow forever. If we do bad content off of clout, of course it's going to die quick, right? So people who focus on those subjects and don't understand the journey, they just trying to get popping. That's really all they care about. So those people usually are the ones you want to stay away from, for sure.
I think it's so much different now though, because like when you hopped on YouTube, and I, and, you know, we're making you sound like an old ass nigga, but when you hopped on YouTube, like it was definitely out of like love. That was an era that it was still like so much out of love.
Yeah.
But over these past like few years, it's definitely okay. There are people who are great test cases. We can see that there's money involved in this. Ain't no secret. Mm-hmm. There's money involved in this. And we might as well try to capitalize on what they had. So we're trying to go through it for you know, the monetary reasons. And right, like you said, somebody could run it up to 15K, hit that first January, and the numbers look crazy.
Yeah,
and they just never pop pop back in.
The crazy thing about YouTube is it's so easy to get high off of December, because that's literally when CPMs are at the highest. Yeah. And then the very next month is when CPMs are lowest. Bro, so that
December 27th, you're done, right? Yeah.
That shit is tough. But
yeah.
Have you seen somebody come down from like a higher point than like 15K? Like, if they were in the 50s or 100s?
I know somebody. No, I don't think. Like, I think like 50K, people who make it past 50K, I haven't seen people really quit after that.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me think.
The only person that I can name Damo is Trey from Kick Genius. The light skinned nigga from Kick Genius. This is like his second time. But this is second time just quitting Kick Genius. Like no exit video, XY. Like they literally just had to put out a video. Jay Jones and Dre, they just put out a video talking about why Trey left again. Because and the first time was like, okay, the whole group channel, the one that had a million, they were like getting flown out to Under Armour camps and Adidas, like shoe try-ons and shit like that. He just walked away from that himself. And Jay Jones went, did his own thing, got a big following, which was very surprising because Jay Jones was the more reserved one. And then Trey came back, and then he did it again. He's left again. That's the only person that I know that's like, I'm gonna walk away from all this right here.
Yeah. I mean, only person I can think of, and he's a person that was on the bigger end, but it's not like he was uploading every day type shit. So it wasn't like he was really eating off of it. But C-Day's the only thing I could think of that genuinely, because he didn't like Fortnite, was like, man, I don't give a fuck if my channel's as big as it's ever been. I'm done. Like, he was a guy that played Destiny 2, in his opinion, sucked. Then he starts playing Fortnite, and everyone knows when Fortnite first came out, and those first wave of niggas just blowing, niggas blew, and C-Day's channel took the fuck off. And after a couple years and seasons of Fortnite declining, he was just like, you know what? Fuck it. He quit in the middle of his, like, literally mid-peak he quit. He didn't quit after the numbers dipped. He didn't quit after, he fell off and he's only pulling two-thirds of what he was pulling, or a third of what he was pulling before, then quit. No, he quit as pulling career-high numbers. He was like, bro, I'm not enjoying Fortnite. I don't want to put nothing else on this channel. Just walk away.
What did he do after?
Yeah, what did he do after?
Literally, no one knows. Like, that nigga, he promoted his Instagram. He showed off two cars he bought on his Instagram. It doesn't post on Instagram like that.
Didn't like Leafy like leave YouTube to go do like stocks and stuff? Become an investor?
Yes, and I'm not saying that he couldn't have done that, but he didn't say. Like, he literally didn't tell nobody he was leaving. He pulled a Corey Kenshin. He just uploaded a video and ain't upload for months. And niggas was like, oh, what happened to C-Day? He comes back one day with a video and it's like, yo, look, keep it real. I just ain't having fun with Fortnite, and I just wanted to walk away. And literally did the same thing 2-3 more times of upload a video and gone for 3 months. He never says, oh, I'm going to school or I'm just going to work. Never tells anybody. He just deadass is like, bro, I'm not having fun. Walk out.
Dang.
And that's the guy with millions. Crazy. Like, literally rising. Like, he's going up. And it's like, I'm not having fun with it. I'm going to just walk away.
How much was he averaging, like, per video?
Mills. Like, 1 to 2 million a video, like type shit.
See, that's what I'm talking about. When you get to those levels, when you're averaging 1 to 2 mil a video, it's like you might have a little bit more leeway to take a big break.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, you're pulling 30, 40 each video, and you take a break, that's when it gets really rough. I ain't gonna lie. I know for a fact, like, this is not a comfortable lifestyle, very comfortable lifestyle you're living.
His last video 5 months ago, 12 million views. Video before that, 2 years ago, 15 million views.
Crazy.
Like,
he still might be making money from it, to be honest with you. Yeah. Like, passive income type shit.
So. He is, but like, I don't think at that point it's a comfortable lifestyle. Like a lifestyle though. But let's read some of these super chats. I got a couple more questions for Holla, and then we'll get into the main topic, because apparently Lizzo Lizzo's in some hot water. I don't know.
Finally,
Horizon 3 says, random question, but DC or Marvel, not just movies. And who is your favorite superhero? Also, Curry dropping 40 again tonight, and secures his final MVP.
Marvel is my answer. Clay or Jordan Poole.
Marvel, yeah. For sure.
Marvel.
Y'all niggas just watch live action movies. It's disgusting. DC has better comics and better cartoons, and their heroes are, I ain't gonna lie, they're better.
I think the heroes are better, but the concept of the storyline of Marvel is better, for sure.
I feel like the concept of the Marvel storyline, are you saying it's based off of the movies and the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or are you going by comics?
Well, the comics more. I mean, because the comics is, there's MCU, but more in depth, like a thousand times, so.
Yeah.
I'll say Marvel.
I'm just saying at this point, Marvel was like a big part of my childhood, so I gotta go. I gotta go Marvel.
Yo, for a fact, if you do not read the Super Chats fast enough, they will disappear. Okay.
Reaching sucks, bro.
If I miss your super chat, it's literally because it's disappearing as we speak. My bad, y'all. Jesus, let me just hide that current one. Let me try.
Chat, I'm glad y'all are smart individuals. DC's animations are goated compared to Marvel's. Like, not even competition.
F Mary Kill. Miss B Nasty, MK, or Clem?
Who is Clem?
Omar, you going first. Omar, you going first.
It's from the Discord.
This is really just for Omar.
It's truly just for me. I'm effing, I'm marrying, and I'm killing Clem. So.
Damn.
Yeah. all in the same week. Literally all in the same week. Wow. And that's the last one. Listen, if your super chat got eaten up by that stuff. That's so tough.
Hey, bro, just send it again so we can reread it.
Damn. Type shit.
I'm not even joking for real. Like that dead ass.
Just, yeah, I can't see anything. You can't see. Once you get high up, it just stops.
Yo, Restream sucks. All right, it's crazy. Wild.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, so I'm guessing you would never do any individual products, or group projects again, Holla, like. From the YouTube perspective.
Oh no, I 100% would, for sure.
It's gotta be the right people.
Yeah, just the right people. That's what, bro, Omar, you think I'll be joking when I be like, we gonna be like this in the future, all right? You think I'll be joking?
Hey, who said Omar only has to do one podcast, bro? Go ahead.
I'm about to say, hey, if you got applications, let me know what a sign went out. Like, me know.
Yeah, remember when Joe Budden was doing what was it? Whatchamacallit? Joe Budden podcast and
Network. Yeah.
No, when he was on Complex, what was the show?
Oh, Everyday Struggle.
Yeah, Everyday Struggle and his podcast, I'm pretty sure he was doing it at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anything's possible type shit. Hey,
but he fumbled that bag. Like, he fumbles every bag. Let's not talk about Joe Budden, though. I'm sorry.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I tweeted about Joe Budden's Spotify deal one time, bro. He actually replied to the tweet. She got me dead as fuck.
What's it called? So what do you have in the works with, you know, the projects that you have now? Because I actually think the projects that you have right now are actually very good.
I mean, we're going to bring, like, the people of Atlanta. I wanted to be basically, like, a TV network for Atlanta. Like, so we do the podcast to get to know the people. I could generate the, you know what I'm saying, funds to do other things, right? But I eventually want to, like, how they have people go out to, like, Complex Con in Chicago. I want to go to, like, conventions in Georgia and have people cover them and be able to hire teams of people to go in there and complete those things. Yeah.
Are there any, what kind of conventions are down in the Georgia Atlanta area?
Well, they're having a pole convention in 2 weeks. Shout out to the girl who told me about that. But they have, like, MomoCon here. They have, which I went to, like, 2 weeks ago. Like, the Atlanta, what is it?
Hold on. You got to go on the back. A pole competition? What kind of pole?
Yeah.
Wait,
like, pole, yeah, pole dancing? Yeah, pole dancing convention.
Oh, pole dancing. Yeah. Sure. A convention they got for pole dancing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much are the tickets?
I think it's the first week of July, I think. Or no, it's the last week of July.
Dang, oh, that's when we were.
Last week of this. Oh, we were supposed to be in Atlanta.
We might have to research that.
We're supposed to do a live podcast, the pole dancing convention.
Yeah. Hey, we were looking at events to do, bro. I think we found it. No,
hey, yo, Omar, yo, do your job. How you missed
I'm not tapped in. Like, I'm not tapped in.
Yo, this wasn't on Ticketmaster, bro. This is crazy.
Yeah, Ticketmaster's name. Come on now.
Yeah, we were looking on Seeky. They didn't have the pole convention on there, bro. That's a crazy fact.
But no. I like that. I like from a decent perspective. I think the new wave on, like, TikTok. Well, social media is so fucking fake. Their exposés on, like, people's cities and the people that actually have things going on in the city aren't genuine.
That's why they don't last long, though, for sure.
That's true. That's true. And I hate the fact that they even have a platform. But yeah, I like your platform a lot. Before we get into the business, before we get canceled for real. We need to talk about taking care of ourselves. And the best way for a man to take care of himself is with better non-plan. Is with Manscaped. it's with Manscaped. Damo, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, man. Listen, people. You heard it once, you're always going to hear it. Oh, the full screen is on. This is dope. You heard it once, you're always going to hear it. Listen, Manscaped, your landscape, bro. You got to shave them balls. Use that crop exfoliator, you know, nice and good on the crops, that crop gel. Keep your crops nice and gelled. Who doesn't want a nice gelled pair of crops? They have this nice little hand razor. Look, I know with the lawnmower 7.12 that we used to show off, y'all seen the hair since I used it. I've been kind of nervous to use this one, but I'm going to use it. This is nice and compact. I know I got big hands, unlike a lot of you kids, but this is nice and compact. It will fit a lot of you PlayStation players' hands real nice because it's nice and small.
Oh, man. Holla got the Manscaped newspapers.
We save balls
out here, bro. We save,
you know what I'm saying?
Things of that nature.
And yeah, bro. Y'all definitely go over to Manscaped. Use that code BUCK20 to get that nice 20% off on your order. Again, that's going Manscaped. Hit that promo and use code BUCK20.
Yeah, what Damo just showed is the ultra smooth package, and Father's Day is coming up. You know what I'm saying? So, perfect Father's Day gift. No cap. Shout out to Manscaped. Wait.
Shout out Manscaped.
Take the promo down. Yo, I have no clue when Father's Day is. I think that's like a function of not having a dad. When is Father's Day?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Third this Sunday upcoming Sunday?
This 19? Sunday?
Yeah.
Third Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's
19.
Crazy.
Oh, shit. Well, that's, I mean, hey, shout out to the fathers. Let's get into the meat and potato of the conversation. So apparently Lizzo is getting canceled. And I got to know, is PC culture getting out of hand? I want to show you what's getting her canceled. Had a new song come out this weekend, or not this weekend, but just recently. Lizzo faces backlash from fans for using an ableist slur in new single Girls. These people are writing, "Hey Lizzo, please remove the word." This word is spaz, by the way. Please remove the word spaz from your new song because it's a slur and really offensive to the disabled community. From a disappointed fan. Let me read the second one. The second one says, "Hey, at Lizzo, my disability, cerebral palsy, is literally classified as spastic diplegia." Don't want to kill it. "Where spasticity refers to unending painful tightness in my legs. Your new song makes me pretty angry plus sad. Spaz doesn't mean freaked out or crazy. It's an ableist slur. It's 2020. Do better." With just that topic, with just that one, I'm going to add some more context, but with just that one, and again, we don't want to offend anybody here. This might be the podcast that gets us canceled.
I'm here to offend people.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. If that's the route Omar's going, yeah, PC culture is fucked.
How do y'all feel about this right here? Hollis typing like, oh no, so I'm looking this up. Spaz is cook.
No way.
take the floor, Domo.
How do I feel about PC culture and all these people?
Specifically this instance right here.
These women are spazzing out on the internet. That's how I feel. They're a bunch of spazzes. That's what they are. This is crazy. Because I've never, like, niggas just want to be offended. I like, the Roaring Twenties 2.0 was going so terribly because, at least in the first version of the Roaring Twenties, niggas wasn't so offended by everything. Like, niggas are so pussified now. It's crazy. Everything pisses someone off. You're offending someone 24/7, no matter what you say. It's fucking insane.
Let me tell you why these people... Okay, I don't want to say these people. Let me tell you why people are pretending...
You want to say these people. You want to say these people.
Let me tell you why people on the internet... Let me tell you why people on the internet be pretending about things they don't really care about. It's because fool used to be used as a term for people who had mental disabilities. It meant that you knew nothing. And people celebrate April Fool's Day every year. So let's stop with this, like, she said spaz and she's being derogatory to everybody. We have to cut the cap, bro.
At that point, just don't swear. That point.
Spaz isn't a swear word though, apparently. You know what's crazy? I just don't even know. I wanna ask those people, like, when? Because they've had cerebral palsy, I'm assuming, like, for their whole life or whenever they got diagnosed. Mm-hmm. When did they start to take offense specifically to the word spaz? Because I know that they heard, like, we're gonna assume that person's the same age as me or whatever. I know I heard Spazatron or, you know, spaz being used on Disney Channel.
Spazatron.
I think that's from, like, not Lizzie McGuire, but I wanna look it up.
Oh no, we can't get Lizzie McGuire.
You were going around using Lizzie McGuire terms.
No. But what I'm saying is, like, it's always been used, and I understand that, like, TV shows and stuff used it. But just when did you become offended by that word? When did it take on? At least when, like, on South Park, when they were dropping, like, F-bombs and stuff like that, that was always offensive. Even when they were saying, like, you know, the R-word or whatever, that was offensive. They were using it offensively and they were trying to be funny. Now, spaz is like...
It has a different meaning.
I don't know. They put spaz on cereal boxes. Like, I don't know. That's like, I just don't understand that one.
I feel like they started to get offended. Spaz flicks is disgusting. But I feel like they started to get offended the moment everyone started to get offended about something. So 2 to 3 years ago, once people realized, oh, wait, I can just be upset at anything that pertains to me or might slightly pertain to me or has some resemblance of anything that pertains to me, I can just be offended by it. That's what it is. Once they seen other people getting offended by stuff, they were like, I'm just waiting for my turn to be offended by something.
Don't British people use spaz, like, in slang?
Fucking spaz, bruv. Fucking spastic, bruv. Never once been canceled. They spaz out over fucking beans and toast all day. never once anyone's ever said anything to them.
I think just the overarching point of, I think the overarching point of just people being too sensitive in a bunch of different aspects is just very, very, very prevalent. A lot of these words are not offensive. Why is Bezos laughing so hard? Oh my god,
bro! Him laughing, he's thinking about DKM and the Chippy Chip fucking situations. Oh my god. And Mike the Monkey cereal. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, that shit was hilarious. But
I think a lot of people just
I've never heard of those. Oh, listen, we
that's an actual like cereal they have, and so he showed it on air.
Yeah, in the UK, like Kellogg's, they make different brands of cereal. Like, you know, with Kellogg's for us, we think Tony the Tiger, right? Not Tony the Tiger. Their chocolate cereal from Kellogg's has a character called Mike the Monkey. Like, you can look it up on Google. It's literally
Oh my god.
Yeah, man. Mike the Monkey for the chocolate cereal.
So hey. I mean, I guess it makes sense that they had the H&M ad that with the coolest monkey
in the jungle.
That's crazy.
Hey, man. And that shirt wasn't
enough.
Hard.
It's all adding up.
That shirt wasn't hard though.
I would have bought that shirt. 100%.
Omar looked like if Kanye from 2006 and B.O.B. at his peak had a baby. Side note: shout out to Damo. Hope you're doing well. And where is Sage? That cool ass dude. The dick suck is insane. I just think
Nick Cannon turban though.
We'll get into it in a second. I just think that people are like overly sensitive about things, and I also wanted to bring this up. Because this is the new age of being offended. We had Dave Omigo.
I've seen that, man.
Roddy Ricch is fucked. Why not just have security? Now, this is pertaining to Roddy Ricch being caught with, you know, a gun, being hemmed up by the coppers, the pokey. Somehow, some way, I don't think Roddy Ricch ever reached out to anybody else about tweets that they made about him. I know his name was circulating across the internet. I'm not saying this because I know Davo. This is just a weird thing to do. Roddy Ricch quote tweets Davo and says, "Your mom should have swallowed you."
Hey, he got Miss B Nasty, bro. It's crazy.
And that's another thing from this weekend as well. The attacks from Miss B Nasty, personally, I felt were offensive. Now, I would bring the tweets up, but I got blocked from her, so I can't even bring it up.
Dang.
I ain't gonna lie. Just the last couple of months, bro, the cloud ain't got time. Kevin Durant, you know what I'm saying? Clapping back at people. The cloud ain't got time, bro.
Well, what is it? Now, I think the Lizzo situation, these are a little two different situations, but what is it with all these people just being so sensitive?
Y'all say that, but like y'all don't get like 100,000 comments a day too. Like sometimes you just sit there and look at one like, come on, bro. Let me banter real quick. Like that's how it be.
Oh, that's me.
Like, you looking at it from a lens of getting people who getting 5-6 comments a day. They literally they can't get on Twitter without seeing themselves and tagged and stuff. So sometimes you just scroll through and you're like, who is this?
Nah.
And you reply. That's
nah.
what it is.
Nah.
I think the Roddy situation and the Lizzo situation are like two different things.
But they're two different things. They're two different things.
But Holla, I ain't even gonna lie to you. You're making a great point, but this nigga Omar knows he's wrong for even bringing this up. Bro, every time, the two times this has happened where he's made comments on Twitter randomly about these women. Mind you, we were in a space talking about, attractive women that do adult film. No, he's having whatever conversation in regular life, or he's talking to whoever, and decides, Miss B Nasty is not attractive. And then gets up, bro, how does she find me? Nigga, you just tweeted it randomly.
Why am I not allowed to tweet about Miss B? I don't understand.
Are they going to go, is freedom of speech attack? All right, bro.
Freedom of speech is attack.
Nobody saying you can't just randomly tweet about Miss B Nasty. But there's also, you know, if you have the freedom to do that, she has the freedom to have her notifications clap open. Back.
And masturbate in a car, bro.
And Omar, the other thing is, though, like, don't you think it was weird she clapped back at you, right? And she was only one message that you were, like, upset with. But you clapped back at, I can't ask a question, right?
No. And let me say, now, the only reason why I didn't clap back at the other people.
In the car is crazy.
I didn't clap back at the other people because I didn't know what to say to them. Their messages were way too horny. Like, oh, Queen, he's just mad. What? One of them was like, Queen, he's just gay. I mean, that's just, there it is. He's over there. He's over there flicking his bean to you at the moment. What do I say to that? What do I? I'm not flicking my bean. I'm not applying that I have a bean. I didn't know how those to comments to were theirs.
Funny though.
They were too nasty to respond to, so I couldn't. But I responded to her.
Like, how you going sip in a homophobic way, bro? Like, this is crazy.
I don't know. I didn't know. And then there was like somebody that was 60. Queen, you got titties and ass and a personality. Me, I don't know how you got that from her squirting in a car wash, but I just, you know, hey, that's hey, it's whatever, it's whatever.
Videographers, Miss Be Nasty, I'm here. All right, you know what I'm saying?
Oh God! But listen, this is his second time. This is his second time getting.
Who was the other person?
Some random woman that used to do OnlyFans.
Cara Lee.
That turned into a rapper. Like, she's trying to rap now, but she used to do OnlyFans.
And oh, yeah. Again, he was like, didn't you used to be?
Yeah. And again, he randomly, and I think he might have put this under her shit at this point. He put this under her tweet. Didn't you used to do OnlyFans? And then, oh my God, out of all the people in your comments, you see me? Like, all right,
okay. She only commented on my stuff because I wasn't simping. If I would have said
it's mad other people not simping, you were just the one that got caught.
Nah, twice. I can't say that.
You got caught twice in a week, span by two adult film stars.
Omar, and you have a fan base that's liking your stuff, so it's popping up like such and such tagged you and such liked it. You're running through people's. Stop acting like you don't know what you're doing.
I ain't gonna lie. The people that fuck with me, as soon as they responded, everybody flipped on me. Because as soon as she came back and was like, yo, who are you? All the people that followed me, yeah, Queen, I don't know. I don't know who this guy thinks she is. Like,
personally,
you are just
a
lovely individual.
I've seen that tweet of her being like, first of all, people who know me for doing stuff, who the fuck are you? I'm like, oh, I know. I seen like 18 comments immediately. I'm like, oh, I know our gang got his back. I know if anybody got him, we got him. The first thing I see is like Ace or Snipes. Yeah, Queen, I don't know what he talking about. That's crazy. I'm like, yo, this is wild. I scroll. They go, Sean. Hey, bro, it's crazy. Yo, Omar, you just wilding right now for no reason. Scroll some more. I might see Cruz. Hey, Queen, that dude's tripping. I don't know what's. I'm like, damn, the gang turned on him quick.
Jose Rose says the Omar versus OnlyFans saga has been going dummy for like the last week. I just want to know who's next. Tiana Trump. That's the only.
China that's the only. Fans?
Yes,
she's a meg. Whatever she does, she's a meg. She has a sister.
She has. Oh yeah, yeah. I ain't tapped in. Yeah, she got a sister.
What's her name?
Yeah, I ain't tapped in. For
Let's keep going. So the question is, I don't like know. I know PC culture has done a lot of things lately. And I thought about playing those offensive jokes, but I probably shouldn't. Should Lizzo change her song for this?
No, bro.
I mean, why not? If it offends her fans, why not?
There's nobody who made a song that don't offend somebody, bro.
It offend like five fans, bro. You
can say I love walking in the sun. Oh, well, I actually have a skin deficiency that I like. Okay. Like, you can't make.
Oh, I thought you were gonna go the ableist route. I can't even walk.
But some people would say that, like, oh, you making songs about walking, rolling through life, like, you know what I'm saying?
Let me look up the.
I got the backup, bro. Look, I'm gonna make sure y'all don't get canceled.
Nah, Hollis good. Hollis not gonna get us canceled. I'll get us canceled. We don't care about offending disabled people. I'm not gonna lie to you. Who ever cared about a disabled person's feelings? Honestly, like, come on, bro.
Let me say this too. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. I think she only uses spaz.
One time.
and what context did she use it? What did she say?
All right, this is how the song goes.
Is it even in the hook?
Bitches, hold my bag, bitch. Hold my bag. Do you see this shit? I'm a spaz. I'm about to knock somebody out. Yo, where my best friend? She the only one I know to talk me off this deep end. And mind you, that's a horrible rendition.
This is coming from
like,
the big bitch to play the flute?
This is I don't know. Lizzo is like on another level. But literally, do you see this shit? I'm a spaz. That was,
and that, that got the cerebral palsy people mad.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Oh wait, did she change it? Did
she already change it? No way she changed it. No. They said. Never mind. I'm not even gonna say that. I can't.
No, go ahead. Oh wow,
I ain't never seen two people cerebral palsy together. Like, you know what?
Y'all keep talking real quick.
What's she changed it to? So let me first read her apology. This is crazy. I ain't gonna lie, PC culture is taking off. It's been brought to my attention that there is a harmful word in my new song, Girls. Let me make one thing clear. I never want to promote derogatory language. As a fat black woman in America, I've had many hurtful words used against me, so I overstand the power words can have, whether intentional or, in my case, unintentional. I'm proud to say there's a new version of Girls with a lyric change. This is the result of me listening and taking action as an influential artist. I'm dedicated to being part of the change I've been waiting to see in the world. XOXO Lizzo. I wasn't laughing because of the apology. I swear to God, I wasn't. That's not what I was. That's fucked up. I don't know.
Did she change it?
She changed it to just one time saying spaz? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, bro, that's crazy, like, though. No, even the original, it was just one time. Okay. Yeah, I don't.
I'm losing sleep over it. I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, yeah, it's not like I listen to Lizzo anyway, so.
I'm just saying, and I don't want to sound like them people, but this seems a little stretchy. I really want to know who was really coming after her in this, you know, this sense, like who was really, 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 really coming after her about the words. The
actual platforms generate like this outrage, because like, who really seen that tweet until somebody took it and blew it up? Like, So
I ain't gonna lie to you, PC culture's trash. Personally, PC culture works when it's needed. I feel like, honestly,
Friday,
PC culture shouldn't work if like the offended party can't be in a group of four or more. Like, if you can't find four more people that are offended, that can come together, I don't think it should work. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've never seen five people with cerebral palsy together. I've never seen.
I think that that's part of it too. B-Souls. Like first and foremost, the song came out on Friday. The song came out literally this past Friday. Mm-hmm. There's no way you heard that first word and decided, okay, I'm offended by this. But like Hala just said, the people elevated it to where it is now something to even talk about. Because it's not. I personally don't even feel like that's like something to. That's a big push. But I guess she's supposed to be like a progressive woman. I hate that they put that on her. And I don't want to, you know, I hate that they put that on Lizzo. She shouldn't have had to deal with. I'm making Lizzo the victim. Lizzo the victim now.
I've seen Lizzo put on plenty of things I didn't agree with, so I'm not mad at her about this. But
damn, they put the ableism on her, the ableist on her. That shit's insane.
I thought if she would have got canceled, it would have been for something like worth it. Like, I didn't think this was really, this ain't really canceled. This ain't really worth it, in my opinion.
Lizzo's ableist.
Yeah, Lizzo's ableist.
I thought personally, twerking with your ass out at a basketball game, I thought that was the one. I was like, there's no way. You know, she's 3 inches away from Rihanna. There's no way we're just gonna let her get away with this. And when I seen her get away with that, I was like, all right, yeah, she's different. She's a superstar.
She's a demon, for real. Tia Sosheen says, Miss B Nasty full on OnlyFans in the Discord.
What's that link real quick?
Hold on.
I don't know.
Hey, you
wait, is it in NSFW?
I was more offended by that fit that Lizzo wore at the Lakers game. Let me ask y'all this, and this is the reason why. Oh, I missed it. He just sent $5. This is the reason why I have on this turban right here. Do y'all think Nick Cannon's a bad dad?
Because he got
niggas really daughters? Did drop the mega file. This
bad dad, I wouldn't necessarily say so. It just depends.
For those that don't know, Nick Cannon is now fathering his ninth child. I think he's nine children. He's up.
Wait. Yo, they dropped a 28 gigabyte
megafile, bro. A 28 gig megafile.
Oh, it's on. Miss Be Nasty, you're done.
In the Discord. All right?
About to this bootleg. Is crazy, bro.
Bootleg, I'm putting this everywhere.
Yo, if y'all put somebody... If y'all put somebody in there, bro, please put the at. Please put the at.
Bro,
if it's a
I'm
certified demon.
To Kanye on Reddit, nigga. The fuck you talking about?
If there's a certified demon, please, 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 please.
Wait, but you said she's not attractive, so she's not.
No, no, no. I'm not talking about.
Oh,
Miss
you're talking
nasty.
About the.
Now
are you talking about the girl with the freckles?
Yeah. Well, watch us get like 5 new members, bro. Hornies.
Hey, no cap. Hey, if y'all trying to get in the Discord to get this mega file of Miss Be Nasty. Hey, matter of fact, who dropped this? Who was it? Brian. It had to be Brian, freaky ass. Who did it? Oh, it wasn't Brian. Oh my God, there's another freaky ass nigga. Yo, drop some more. What other mega files you got, pimp?
And I'm gonna just start banning y'all if y'all don't put these ads. Anyway. So Nick Cannon is on his 9th child. And the reason why people are talking about him being a bad father is one, because 9 children is outrageous, I think, for a lot of people. But two, this is coming off the heels of his. The baby mama, his past baby mama, his last baby mama, having a miscarriage or the baby being born stillborn, and just a couple of months later, he's with a whole nother woman, having a whole nother baby. Now, it is hard to find information, at least from my research, as to how many baby mamas Nick Cannon has. I think it's like five baby mamas. I think it's like five.
It's like 7, ain't it?
Oh my God!
Like the, counting
I know
the
he has one set
that
of twins.
Have right? It's like 7.
7 baby mamas, 9 kids.
Yeah.
Is Nick Cannon a bad dad?
No, I don't think having a bunch of kids make you a bad dad. Time will tell if he's a bad dad. I will say that. Like, he got a good, I don't know, 5 years to see if he's been active in 9 different lives. First of all, we're at like it's about the end of 9. He's going double digits. Let's get that out the way now. He's going for double digits at this rate. So in 5 years. If he's at child 17, like, has he been a good kid to all 17 kids for 5 years? Honestly, I feel like we should put him on, like, a grading scale like he went to school. If you a good dad to, like, 70% of them niggas, you're passing. I don't know what to tell you. That's a lot
of kids.
That's
crazy.
I think, like, if he get all his women, like, build a compound, you know what I'm saying? It takes a village, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm.
He gets my Blueface Girls Clubhouse. Okay. Like, he does, like, what Blueface does, but just his baby mamas.
I saw that that No Jumper episode. There was like 10 of the Blueface girls that came on. That shit was crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between like what Nick Cannon is doing? Let's just say he does get up to 17 for real. What's the difference between what he's doing and that other dude that had like 33 kids and was a truck driver?
He's a truck driver. He didn't. Well, was he all the kids with this?
No, it was a bunch
same
of
woman.
No, didn't that guy have like his own show?
Her pussy will fall off. If he has 33 kids with one woman, bro.
That is nuts. But doesn't that guy have his own show? The 33 kids guy?
No, I think he was just on Facebook Live.
That's crazy.
I'm being serious.
Why Facebook Live?
Because that's what he was on. He was in his truck. He was in the back of it. Not in the back of his truck. He was in his, like, he was an 18-wheeler. And he was talking about how he take care of his kids, how he do the best he can in X, Y, and Z. But yeah, I don't know. I'm first of all, it's a little wild. No, it's not a little wild. It's a lot of wild to be jumping from women to women like this, especially like when you know that one just went through a horrible miscarriage like that. That's not the best thing to do.
In the interview, didn't he say like, I heard the miscarriage, I was going to stop, but then I said, fuck it. Right. Isn't that what happened?
Whoa,
that's
crazy.
Then I said, fuck it.
That's what he said. He said, I wasn't going to like have sex until, you know what I'm saying? I was going to be abstinent. Then he said one day he was just like, forget, now he got 3 baby mamas coming. That's what he said in the interview.
Is this nigga not a bad dad, bro? What are we talking about? That's a bad dad. There's no way. That's insane.
So he said he was going to abstain from sex like because of the miscarriage that happened. Mm-hmm. And then he just said,
no. He loaded the gun and shot up every club he seen, bro. Come on now.
I just don't think that – I don't think you can be a bad dad just because you're a bad nigga. Like, being a bad nigga isn't correlating to being a bad dad, in my opinion. Like, I think he's having a bunch of babies by a bunch of wild and out girls. Obviously, disgusting nigga. He's a terrible nigga, but that doesn't mean he's a bad dad.
Pussy is amazing, though.
Pussy got power. Good.
What do y'all say to that? Pussy is amazing. Hmm? What about that?
Pussy is amazing. Pussy would have you doing some crazy things, like having 12 kids.
No, okay.
Folks might go gay over pussy. Yo, if you live in, damn, I think it's like any of these states for real, then you need to be careful. The heat index, there's like a heat wave and a tornado wave coming through all the airwaves. There's like a bunch of multiple waves, bro. I don't know if y'all know this. I think Wednesday in Ohio is supposed to be 120 degrees.
Ohio.
Which doesn't make a lot of sense. I just needed to report that out there. I don't know.
Yo, y'all's Discord is crazy.
Oh yeah, we got a wild Discord. We got a super wild Discord. Best Discord in the land.
Let's read through this super chat, and then I got a couple questions, and we just get up out of here. Mr. says it ain't sent earlier, but I said Sage looked bulked, or I said Sage bulked up for real.
You know what I'm saying? Type shit.
Sage said he was gonna be late by like 20 minutes. Bro just never came.
Sage said, fuck it, the boys got it without me. This is crazy.
Sage said, Dom took a vacay day, now I'm gonna take mine.
Kubra says, Hitman Holla, who's your favorite corn star? You come into Unk's contest. I hear he's serving biscuits and cookies. Come to the Discord and smash with Archie. We miss Sage. Wam Thamu going crazy. This nigga just saying everything. He's just
saying crazy shit right now.
He could have separated that into like four super chats. All right, bro.
And sent them a piece, but he dead ass just sent everything in one super chat. I think there's one more. Before I ask these. Okay, no, that's it right there.
Bro, stop worrying about me looking into Discord and just drop the links. This is crazy. Yes, I am on Discord right now. Yes, nigga, yes. Y'all are seeing me. Look at y'all. See me. Look at y'all. Goddamn.
Got a question for you all. Mm-hmm. Would you rather moan every time you talk or drool uncontrollably when you walk?
Moan every time I talk.
Drool every time I walk.
Wow. Drool every time you walk is actually a little bit insane.
Moan every time I talk.
While you walk, right?
Drool uncontrollably. Uncontrollably.
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna walk to my skates and I'm gonna skate. I'm not gonna walk.
Not this guy.
Walk to your
skates. He said walk. I'm skating everywhere.
What are you talking about, nigga? You can't do that.
You said walk. I'm not walking. Do you say those people are walking on wheels? No. They're skating. It's a difference.
They're walking on.
How you skate? Tell me the process of skating.
So are you saying you go to the roller rink to walk, Damo? Is that what you're saying?
You can't walk everywhere, though. I walk on wheels
in a circle at the skating rink. That's what I do.
I feel like I talk more than I walk. I definitely do. So I don't know.
You got to order Domino's and you're like, pepperoni.
You know what I can say? I got Tourette's. I don't know what excuse you're going to use to tell people, hey, yo, I'm drooling every time I walk. I don't know what you're going to tell people that is. That's short bus activity right there. I can at least get away with moaning every time. Hey, yo, I got Tourette's. That's my tick. I'm sorry. Hey, we're passing right there.
Damn. They canceled Lizzo off that bullshit. That's insane, bro.
Off of spaz is wild, yeah.
Be so strong. You can go ahead and drop the link, however we're doing this. I don't know.
How's the Q&A about to work?
It's the same way. All right. Q&A link going to be in the chat.
I'm going to try to do this, Cruz. I'm going to let you know a lot of things aren't going the craziest right here. I'm going to try to ask this last question as the Q&A people come up with this clip. And I don't think it's showing up. Okay. All right. That's fine. That is perfectly fine. Oh, here it is. All right. Let me show you this clip right here.
What the fuck?
Yeah, leave the monkeys alone, man.
Okay.
Everybody's fucking monkeys, bro. Like, I don't get
what
it.
Was that?
That was an orangutan fucking somebody up. That's what that was.
I had to show the clip in order to ask the question. Would you fight a chimpanzee once a year with a sword? or a chicken every time you got in the car?
That was not a chimpanzee.
I'm gonna say it still wasn't a chimpanzee.
Orangutan, bro. Whatever it is.
Orangutan, nigga? This is crazy. You are college. Y'all niggas graduated. All right, bro.
Or gamelan. Nigga, tell me what you... Are you fighting the chicken or are you fighting the chimpanzee?
I'm fighting the chimp with a sword once a year versus every time I get in the fucking car, I gotta fight chickens my whole life.
How big are the chickens?
Chicken size. I don't know. Church's chicken size. You know, church's chicken be on steroids.
Chicken size.
Those gonna be like some girthy cocks or like regular.
So, oh my god. That,
hey,
some
yo.
Of them do be girthy. Some of them do be hey, some.
We getting more out of Holla than Sage right now. It's a nervous cock, so I don't know.
Oh yeah, Sage do get nervous when the cock talk comes out.
But now are you fighting the chicken? I don't know. That's crazy. I'm taking the chicken, bro.
Every time you get in the car, so you don't drive a lot.
I don't.
That's fine for a nigga that likes to drive. I like driving, so I recommend driving before I do anything else. That's a lot of chicken fight. That's a lot of cockfighting, bro. Michael Vick went to jail for a good bit for fighting dogs,
bro. You swing that sword wrong one time, your life is finished.
Hey, and you know what's crazy? I got 364 days to become a sword master every year. 364.
It's every time you walk in the car, right? Like every time.
Yeah, every time you get in the car.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro. I get in the car
at bare minimum 4 times a week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
And there's 2 times you get in the car there and back at least.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh shit, I forgot.
That's 8 times.
You go on a Target trip, that's 1-2, and then you come back. Yeah. That's one from.
I'm a supply gas trip for a week.
Maybe especially you want to go hit the drive-thru.
If you're getting groceries, this every, you know what I'm saying? If you're not doing one trip, that's every trip back. There's a new fucking chicken, bro.
No, nigga, get in the car. You don't get in the car to get the groceries. I would hope not. You just put them in the trunk. That's still a lot of chicken. I ain't going to lie.
That's but a lot
the
of price chicken.
The price of chicken has gone up. I'm taking the chicken.
That has nothing to do with the fact that you're about to have dead chicken. Imagine going out. You done got dressed. You done got nice and spiffy. And you fuck up every outfit because you got chicken guts on your clothes every time.
What's the most efficient way to kill that chicken?
Wring its neck. That's the most efficient way to kill a chicken.
You gotta catch it like a titan.
Okay. I mean, if it's attacking you, I mean, it's not gonna be that hard to catch if it's attacking you. You just find a way to grab it and you just wring its neck like that. Like, that's the easiest way to kill it.
You choke the chicken?
You what?
I mean, I choke the fuck out my chicken, but I mean,
this nigga said you ring it. No, what are you
take
doing?
It and you ring it. Ooh. Like you spin like
you ring it.
You don't look like you're spinning it. I want there you go. That's a spinning mode. This is what you look like.
I was not doing this.
I promise you, Damo, when you first did it, it didn't look like a circle.
I was like this. My hand was just off camera.
My man doing a pepper grind. That's crazy.
You don't see it. First of all, you want to talk
when it came off camera. When it came off camera, it looked like this. I'm telling you, this is exactly what it looked like.
The only reason why that, because y'all, the circle motion gets cut off halfway. Wait, I can't even fucking do it. Halfway because of the thing. Because of the camera, it's halfway off. So you.
What if it was two chickens? Show me how you would do two chickens. Show me
your dumbest perspective.
So basically, if it's two chickens, I get on my knees and I grab them like this, and then I just open my. Like that.
This is all right. Let's get Larry in here. Wide open. Let's get Larry in here. This is absolutely disgusting.
How y'all doing?
480p Larry, how you doing?
I'm happy we finally got a guest. I've been missing this question. Hey, Holla, how you doing?
What's good? How you doing, my boy?
And with Sage being gone, it's even easier. Fuck, marry, kill the members on the stage right now.
This is
no, Holla. Come on. I ask every guest gets asked this question. I started with Joy. Come on.
Now, before you answer, you did see how I choke chicken, so I just want you to keep that.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Holla.
That's crazy. Joy just ignored me, bro. That was crazy.
I have this video of Dama doing something to a mic you would love.
Why would I love that? That's Discord only.
My bad.
Chill.
All right, definitely. I gotta kill Damo, bro. Gotta kill Damo.
Dang.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Since marriage is a long term thing, you already do the Madea costumes. I gotta go Omar.
This is insane.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I watch a lot of anime, seen a lot of anime titties, so Beat Souls. So,
that's the most insane thing.
What? Rule 34 Beat Souls?
I've never.
Is that racist?
I see a lot of anime. I like anime titties. B-Souls, come here. That's crazy.
I've seen anime titties.
You know what I'm saying?
This hey, is I crazy, bro.
I just want you to know, you're the first person to ever pick fucking B-Souls. Everyone marries B-Souls. Mm-hmm, you're the first one says you're going to slut them out. This is crazy.
Yeah, because right? B-Souls is...
Omar got the Madea costumes, you know?
He's but Omar's the whore. Like, he's going to just...
What are we talking about right now?
B-Souls is faithful. Omar, you were just talking about getting financially dominated in the space.
Facts.
You're whore. Oh, yeah.
Facts.
You are talking about crazy, bro. That's what we need to talk about. That's what we need to have a serious conversation about what happened.
Hey, yo, Omar, hold this cash out request real quick.
No. This is crazy. Yeah,
I don't know. Financial domination. First of all, Larry,
send me $20.
Get out of here.
Pussy. Call him a pussy, bro. That's what really gets him.
I think people think that like there's something wrong with being a trick. They said it ain't. No, first of all, if you're in the backstage and you don't got your camera on, get out of here. They said it ain't tricking if you got it. I don't understand what's wrong with it. Like, I don't.
Can I just ask you to explain to the class real quick what financial dominance over you means? So, like, describe that. Like, give me an example of financial dominations in your mind, in Omar's crazy mind. What's financial domination?
I think that's when a woman is telling me, like, yo, you need to boss up. You need to spend your check on a real bitch. You always fucking with them lame little dick ass nigga. Like stuff like that. Simple stuff.
Simple stuff like that.
That's simple stuff.
I'm about to prove to her I don't got a little dick. I'm about to spend that check on her.
Omar, would you be like a girl's like dog?
Mamba mentality ass fucking fetish.
That's too far. I want to prove to her.
And then
that
I took
like,
it personally. All right, bro.
I just want to prove to her that I'm like, come on now. Like this ain't your average. I'm coming
you
in crazy.
You
want to
prove to her that she's talking to you crazy? No, I'm sure you what you get talking to me crazy.
That's
what it is? Yeah. The prove her wrong factor?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Why do you need like, all right, I don't
I don't see what's wrong with it. It ain't tricking if you got
B-Souls, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, bro.
Can you tell me the difference between Anne Frank and Helen Keller?
That's crazy.
It's crazy, bro.
Can you tell me the difference?
Who is this? I've never seen this person before.
Well, not now I can.
That's Horizon. That's a new member.
How you doing, Horizon? We can't hear you.
You're muted. I think.
You got bad bitch eyebrows, don't you? Yo, sit back up and cut your mic on.
Oh, man,
you got a slit in your eyebrows?
Hey, man, I used to do that too.
Yo, this nigga has good eyebrows, gray hair, and a thin-ass mustache. This is crazy.
Look at that smile. Look at that smile. Oh, my God. Dimples, too?
He's so cute. This is crazy. Ain't gonna lie. Thought it was a girl at first. Ain't gonna lie.
Hey, there's no difference between Afric and Helen Keller.
I thought it was a girl too. Ain't gonna lie,
bro.
Real shit.
Huncho, how you doing today?
Doing great. Finna watch the Warriors win. Chilling with the Celtics right now.
Did you have a question?
Oh, no, I just came to say that there's no difference between Anne Frank and Helen Keller.
Oh, my God.
You stay in a gated community.
Okay.
Yeah, for those who don't know, today I found out Helen Keller wasn't a blind, deaf woman hiding in a tree in World War II. So.
He thought...
Where did you get hiding in a tree from?
Racist. Anne Frank. I thought it was... I'm saying.
Anne Frank wasn't hiding in a tree, though.
Yeah, hiding in a tree.
I thought she was, too.
She was hiding in the attic.
That's probably what I meant. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's what he meant. The tree in the attic. Same difference.
Oh, no.
The fact that you and Hancho deadass found out today that Helen Keller was not Anne Frank or Anne Frank-like is the craziest thing that happened in the last 40 years.
I thought Helen Keller was at least like World War II related. I ain't gonna lie.
He thought Helen...
You know what's crazy, bro? I searched her up. And everyone was like, yo, she was blind and deaf, and she got, like, a degree. That's crazy impressive. I looked at the degree. It's like a general Bachelor of Arts degree. What is that?
She was blind and
what
deaf.
Now, I'm just saying, what is that? What is that?
Computer science.
Bissell's, that's what I'm saying. Bissell's one of her.
No. She was blind at death. I'm literally just asking, what the fuck is a Bachelor of Arts degree? Like, what is that?
Something for blind and deaf people. That's what it is. It's for the blind and deaf.
Loud and wrong playmaker.
Damn, we ain't got no teeth.
Is this y'all tag, bro? Loud and wrong?
Yo, all speak, of them are bro. Like that, bro. All of them loud and wrong.
Yo, why is your mic messed up?
Can't hear you, buddy. Oh, yeah. Y'all need a better pod budget. Yeah. No, we can't hear you.
Yeah, no, we can't.
This is the worst Q&A ever.
What's going on, bro?
What's going on, Kip?
Oh, that's okay. Hey, I thought it was actually Bungs. I was like, yo.
Oh, man, I thought it was actually Bungs.
No, that's Kip.
I've been having a good time today, yeah.
Why do you have a North Face jacket on in the summertime, bro?
Yo, for those who don't know, there was one VC Kip just came in there, started roasting Bungs for no reason.
Outside, but man's not hot, you know. Man's don't worry about the teams like that. You know,
my brother on that nigga dick, ain't he? What's your question, bro?
So how would you break down financial dominance? Do you pay the bills? Or what's going on?
Do I pay the bills? Yeah, I pay the bills. I don't want women don't deserve to cook. They don't deserve to drive. They don't deserve to pay bills either.
They don't deserve?
What do they deserve to do, Omar?
I need me a trophy wife, no cap.
So
the items that you purchased. You about to get you one of them Android bots?
Omar? That talk back?
I don't think, you know what's crazy? I need to know, do they get wet? Like, do the robots get wet?
They talk.
Pretty sure you just put lube in it. I'm saying.
And then that will come into what's your favorite lube brand? That kind of all circle back to each other, right?
Yeah, I don't think the Astro Glide is going to be hitting like they, you know.
You got to get, never mind.
Yeah, I use like water-based lube, like KY.
Ain't Astroglide specifically for sex toys?
The Vaseline.
Vaseline?
Wait, what?
All right, we know this nigga's a child. We know he doesn't use lube. You're not a lube user for
real. I use Vaseline. We'll drop the accent and everything.
Before he starts spewing out bad stuff. Yeah, I use K. I don't think KY is specific. I mean, not KY. I don't think Astroglide is specifically for sex toys. I think anybody can use it.
Yeah, which
you can use it for anything.
Water-based and silicone-based. So they just
silicone based is for toys though. Like, that's the one.
I heard silicone bases last longer. Water based is more safe. That's what I heard.
Mm. For like vaginal insertion.
Okay,
yeah.
Justin.
Let's get like a couple more. Let's get a couple more in here. Let's see if Horizon fixes this mic.
Yo, what's up, pretty boy?
Oh, we can hear you now. We can hear you now.
What's up?
Yeah. Okay.
That nigga lied to you. He cannot hear you. He's gonna lie to you.
Yo, hold up. How many fingers you are? Like, how old are you by fingers? Matter of fact, I got a great game. Keep going. How old are you by fingers? One. 18.
13?
Oh my god.
No,
eight.
All right. Now this is what we're gonna do.
I get 13?
We're about to play a game. We're about to play a game. Charade your question out. Go ahead. Go.
Well, that's the basketball question.
Basketball question.
Okay.
Tween specifically. Okay. Go ahead.
Three words.
Four syllables? Three words, four syllables?
Three words.
3-4
zone.
Why do you go like this? What the fuck?
That's 3-4 zone. A 3-4 zone.
Is that Giannis? Giannis?
Okay, Giannis.
Yes, sir.
34.
Straight champion.
Top 10 all time.
Top 10.
Wait.
Is Giannis top 10?
Is Giannis top 10 all time?
Will Giannis be top 10 all time?
Will Giannis
be top 10? Will Giannis be top 10 all time?
That's what you came up here to ask?
That's what I'm saying. This pod, that's what came
up. You wanted to know. So you wanted to know what we think about Giannis, man. Yes, Giannis should. When his career's over, he should be top 10.
You talked about cancel culture, ableism, and all this bullshit. You want to ask us if Giannis is top 10 all the time? What's wrong with you, bro? God.
And I suck charades. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Giannis will end top 10 All time. Fuck it. I don't know what to tell you.
Sure.
Is that a vape?
That is a vape.
You know vapes kill you, bro. What are you doing?
You are too adorable to be smoking vapes. That's crazy.
What the fuck is this? Yo, that was fun as fuck. I think I like doing that. I think he looks like Jaden Smith.
He's like a lesbian that can play basketball.
Yo, bro, I want to ask Jayden. What you guys are doing, bro. I want to make sure y'all are all safe, bro. And yeah, keep up the good work on the pod, bro.
Appreciate that,
my G.
Yeah. Okay. Also, 6 and 8, bro.
You ruined it.
Oh my god. All right, bye. I'm more better tell his cousins to get out of here. last one.
That's the one to play in the I-9 league with him.
Oh, let's get Don up here instead.
I just want to say cancel culture doesn't exist. I just want to put that out there. That shit is a myth. Don't believe that shit.
I agree. I don't think cancel culture.
That shit is
a myth. You think EDP didn't get canceled?
No. That right there. Yeah, but like in regards to like, let's say somebody did something like 10 years ago that wasn't like fucking obsolete, and they bring it back today and be like, oh no, you got to be canceled. That shit doesn't exist. But people like EDP, yeah, you touching kids, you got to go. But like the minuscule shit.
Nah. You think eventually, like, I feel like there's definitely some like instant repercussions, but you think eventually, because I think there's a case for that. Like Shane Dawson got canceled for like a year, but I think he's like back now. So
he's
back on YouTube now.
It's really all about the popularity, how much you like this person. Cause remember the shit Doja Cat did like 2-3 years back? Mm-hmm. Magically everyone's like, oh shit, Doja Cat dropped music. Oh my god. No, I'm still heavy on that camp, but like, yo, you did that shit. I'm not gonna forget that. But I'm in the minority of the masses. So
what did Doja Cat do?
Only clans.
Oh yeah. She was in a Zoom call full of white men, just like degrading every black bit of her existence to please them niggas. It was some real weird shit.
Only clans. That's the best way to put it.
I mean, we might be kink shaming, but it is what it is.
I'm a kink shamer. Yes. If you got a dirty kink, I'm a shaman. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh no. That's a little
being in a call full of white men talking about some, oh yes, I'm such a dirty fucking darky. Like that's not kink. There's nothing kinkish about that.
I could be wrong. I think at one point she called herself a bed wench, but she's disgusting.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
New words right here. I ain't never heard that before. But yeah, cancel culture do not exist. Don't believe it. Don't believe the hype. That shit is a myth.
The hype.
Yeah, don't believe it. She does not exist. But yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Don. Thank
you. No problem.
This nigga wants us to bring him up so bad with this pizza. Damn, we can't hear you neither, nigga.
Hey, charades. Let's get it.
Charades, bro. I don't know what to tell you. Charades.
He looks like the before picture to like every YouTuber. Like
you look like an El Charader.
This was the before the hip hop.
Do your charades. Hurry up. Start your charades before we get you out of here.
Top 5.
Five words. Five words.
Five words.
Five words.
Timeout. T-O-P. Top.
Top
5.
Top 5.
Asians. Right, top 5 Asians.
I hate y'all.
Like no, in no, basketball no, no. or in the world?
All right.
We got to go Jin.
Motherfucker said top 5. All right, bro. this is nuts.
Anyway.
Jet Li got to be up there, though.
I've had a great time.
Holla's really trying to answer this so bad.
I know, right?
Go ahead, bro. Get your shit up, bro. We got three more, bro. Damn.
You know we got Jet Li. You know what I'm saying? We got Jackie Chan.
Is Jackie Chan a top 5 Asian?
What?
Yes.
He's a rocker over there. You know?
What does that have to do? Okay.
Y'all mean?
All right, Mr. Anti-cancel culture. God.
You know what I'm saying? Who the last two?
Manny Pacquiao.
Technically,
Manny Pacquiao.
He's homophobic too.
B-Souls. Nah,
is Manny Pacquiao homophobic?
Yes, yes. Damn. That's why he doesn't have a Nike deal anymore.
Isn't technically proud. Like part of Russia, like in Asia?
Technically. Alright, so who you gonna say?
I'm gonna go Drago. I thought
this nigga was gonna say Vladimir Putin. I was about to say.
I was gonna say that, but I thought that would be too. You know what I'm saying? So,
do y'all still care about the war in Ukraine? Like, realistically, do y'all still care? Did y'all care at first?
Gas is like $6, bro. Oh my god! I'm not saying that has anything to do with them, but I'm just like
that's what you cared about the war. Like this whole.
I think they're trying to force us to get electric cars, which humans need to do anyway. You know what I'm saying? So makes sense.
So what they gotta do, y'all don't care about the war. Yeah, but I say,
yo, Dom, you asked about the war, and they started talking about electric cars
and gas prices. This is crazy.
I feel like rolling up, I'm gonna slide in. The fuck, like, yeah, that's what
you heard about the kid that like saved the people with the drone. He was like tracking tanks with his drone. Yeah,
that's crazy. That's a W man. Y'all heard they still trying to free Brittany Griner? Her ass staying locked up.
Damn, she is in jail for real.
I keep seeing niggas saying free Britney. I just quote tweet, why? She broke the law. I don't get it. Like, I don't. Damn. Yo, we need to stop this free my nigga culture. All right. Everybody don't deserve to be free. All right.
What happened to the trade? Was like,
I guess they declined.
They didn't want their top terrorist back for Britney Griner. Maybe there's something we don't know.
Maybe it was more than just goddamn nicotine fucking sticks she was smuggling. Who knows?
What if she comes back as the Winter Soldier?
Come back souped up, crazy. Oh my god, chat. Listen, I ain't gonna lie. Don't start bitching and grind.
Windmill Duncan.
Women, don't start spazzing out at me about fucking Brittany Griner. I promise you, as the Winter Soldier,
that'd be crazy. All right. Let's get on up out of here. I had a great time tonight. Replacement Sage, aka Big Holla, aka Big Swalla. Thank you for coming out. You want to say anything before you go?
I want to say I enjoy myself too, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all having me on here. Definitely fire up. So lots of clips though, you know, fuck with it.
It's all podcast art now. Maybe having 700 billion views on TikTok and then 347 views on YouTube, all clips.
And you click on the podcast, it's not even conversations, it's just
all
Yo, gay son or thought daughter? Like,
all right, next one. Just questions. All right. Check that one off.
All right.
Gorilla or orangutan or shark? All right. Next one. Yeah, no conversation.
Heard of this conspiracy theory? All right.
All right. Let's get to the next one. Top five raisin companies. All right. B-Souls, say goodbye to the people, man.
Peace out, y'all. Hope y'all had a good one. Game's about to start, so I'm gonna be watching that. No cap. Celtics and six.
Damo, say goodbye to the people.
All right, Chaz, being mom for midnight snack, and we will be back Thursday. I've seen Hollis' face. Apparently, I got to work on my intro, on my outro now because
it's
intro
that's
is way better
I'm
than mine.
Stealing that shit for sure.
See, that's respect. Look at that. Chat, suck my dick. Suck my dick. Talking about, I'm going to update your outro now. Suck my dick. He like it. What are you talking about?
Suck my dick. He like it. Whoa, this nigga said.
That's like a Lizzo bar. My fault. That's like one of the chain bars in the Lizzo show.
Let's end this, bitch. Bezos, I don't know how you end these things.
How the fuck you end this shit on this weak-ass goddamn streaming service?